Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring up the pearls of technology for you. I'm Alex, your dive master in this journey through circuits and systems.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech enthusiast, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home. Today, we're navigating the world of AI customer service bots. It's 2026, and boy, have things changed.
Absolutely, Jamie. Remember when we used to dread getting stuck in those endless press 1-4 phone loops? Well, AI bots have pretty much turned that ship around.
Oh, I remember. But now I chat with a bot, and it's like talking to a helpful friend who doesn't judge my late-night shopping habits.
Right you are. And it's not just any chatbots we're talking about today. Platforms like Intercom Fin, Zendesk AI Agent, and the newly rebranded WatsonX Assistant are leading the charge. They've made interacting with customer service a breeze.
Speaking of breezes, let's break down how these AI wizards work. Alex, can you shed some light on the magic behind the curtain?
Of course. Imagine you're sending a message to a customer service bot. The first thing it does is intent detection, which is like figuring out what you want. Then, it checks if it's confident enough to answer. If yes, it fetches the information and replies. If not, it hands you over to a human without skipping a beat.
So, it's a bit like a tech-savvy concierge who knows when to call in the experts. But Alex, what about when things get lost in translation?
Great question. That's where the advancements in natural language understanding, or NLU, come into play. These bots have gotten so good at understanding us, they're hitting a 99.8% accuracy rate in resolving queries.
Wow, that's like better than my human interactions sometimes. But seriously, how do companies decide when to deploy these AI helpers?
It's all about the volume and type of queries. High volumes of repetitive questions are perfect for AI bots, but more sensitive or complex issues might still need that human touch.
Makes sense. And I hear there's a way for even tech newbies to get in on this?
Absolutely. With tools like the OpenAI Assistance API, companies can build their own custom bots. It's like Lego for chatbots. You piece together the blocks you need, like language models and knowledge retrieval tools.
I'm imagining sticking those tiny Lego hats on my chatbot now. But let's talk turkey, or should I say pricing?
Ah, the million-dollar question. Sometimes quite literally for large enterprises. But you'd be surprised. With models like Intercom Fins, where you pay per resolution, it's becoming cost-effective. You could be looking at as little as 99 cents per successful resolution.
That's less than my morning coffee. Now, any tips for our listeners thinking about jumping on the bot bandwagon?
First off, understand your needs. If your queries are mostly routine, a bot can save you time and money. But remember, it's about augmenting, not replacing, the human element. And keep your knowledge base up to date. There's nothing worse than a bot with outdated info.
True that. I guess the future is here, and it's politely asking us how it can assist.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, we're closing the chat window on today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech treasures and send us your questions. Who knows? Maybe we'll let an AI bot answer them next time. Until then, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep nerding out, and we'll see you in the digital depths next time.